going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Now,
the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Feel like every single day what we do at this time is allergy check. How's everyone's allergies doing?
Yeah.
So I'm better than yesterday. Yesterday was awful. Like, and
yeah,
I was worried
about you.
Because the rain is what I thought was like triggering and stirring up this allergy. But yesterday was like, it was nice out. There was no problems. But my allergies were so bad. But I was on a Zoom with like people from all over the country and different places. Every single person
is dealing with it.
Dealing with it. Yeah. So it's not like it was like a specific tree that everyone was dealing with. It's just like allergies in general suck right now.
It's just life.
Yeah. Yeah. Allergies have become
I went
life.
To bed with packs of ice on my eyes to numb them so I couldn't feel them itch anymore.
Okay. That's funny that you did that.
I've never had to do that before.
I started taking a cold rag and putting it on my eyes and my face.
I've been doing a hot rag every morning to melt all the gunk out of my eyes.
Oh, man.
My kids started running. My kids are like 4 and 20 months old. They run to the, whenever I'm like sneezing a lot, they'll run to this like the bathroom sink and they'll grab like a cold rag and they'll bring it to me, which is like the sweetest, most darling thing, but also like one of the most embarrassing things ever. Like, put this rag on your face, Dad.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
I'm waiting for my explosion of allergies because the past 2 days I've spent like hours outside, like walking with Bear, or just like sitting outside, just like on TikTok. And so I'm waiting for the wrath of all the allergies of all the days I've been outside to combine and all come at one time. Because so far I've held up pretty strong.
I think you're going to be okay then.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like if you haven't had them in these last 2 days, whatever the hell's going on.
See, I usually get them every year. So the fact I haven't gotten them this year is scaring me that it's going to like
all come at once.
Really bad time.
Lucky you. Kevin, you seem like you're doing okay with that.
I'm not. I'm actually breaking out in rashes. For the first time ever. Yeah, I had that happen the other day.
We really are falling apart.
Yeah, never before. And it was all of a sudden, it was like, hey, Sarah and I were walking, and it's like, what's that? So break out the Benadryl.
Dang.
It worked.
Okay, the silent struggler over there.
I don't,
we had no idea.
I don't necessarily have them, but I give my French bulldog, Ralphie, an allergy pump every single day.
I need that.
Wow, I need a pump, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Up his nose?
It's like a little drop that goes under his tongue every single day.
Bring it in for us next time.
I know, right? Seriously.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
This one was a very simple one, but it caught my eye because how many people on a daily basis do we like just see struggling in general and just maybe need an extra hand? And that's what was going on at a local diner. Not here, but it was like a small mom and pop diner. And there was an old man just sitting by himself eating. And he looks like, you know, he had just probably recently lost somebody that was close to him that he's not used to going out and eating by himself. But the person waiting on him noticed that this old man was having trouble cutting up his food and doing, you know, just the simple tasks. And so the wait staff did everything for him. Like they went over, helped him cut his meal up. I think he got, I think in the video it was like he was eating like steak and eggs. And so they were helping him cut up his steak a little bit in the morning. And it was just like, it was just kind of one of those cute little videos that just kind of makes you think like, if you see somebody that just needs a little bit of simple help,
yeah,
it's, you know, and you're capable, it's just not that tough to make somebody's day.
One of the things I get afraid of like is growing old, is like just being old and alone. Like that,
right.
That breaks my heart that he could be sitting there at a diner eating breakfast by himself. And I'm hoping that he has family and just like, hey, you want to grab a cup of coffee and just have some steak and eggs. But then those little things that you thought you could do, it's like the body goes before the mind sometimes. Oh, yeah. Or anything like that. Yeah. Like you didn't even realize, like, man, even cutting up eggs. And so if you see someone struggling, give an help, you know, put a helping hand out there for them. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Give back to get more. Introducing the St. Louis Zoo debit card exclusively at Together Credit Union.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. Let's pretend to be rich today for a second.
Oh.
You have a personal driver or a personal chef? Which one do you have? Which one would you like?
Oh, so easy. Personal chef. Are you kidding? I think meal prep is like the time I like least look forward to in the week. So if I had a personal chef, I think I'd eat healthier. I'd be more mindful. It'd be great. And I really don't mind driving.
All right. Kevin,
yeah, I'm.
You drive all the time.
I drive all the time, but I'll tell you what, having a personal chef would be awesome. Considering I am my son's personal chef.
You know, that's funny.
We do a lot of meal prep at the house, and Sundays are usually, you know, regarded that, making lunch for Jackson for school, making our lunches. So yeah, personal chef all the way.
And it's impossible.
I think I'm also gonna go chef because I think, I don't know if you guys would agree with this, but I think one thing you didn't touch on is, when I'm driving in the car, I find that some of that time is nice time that's needed to spend by myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Especially
I would agree.
Now that I have kids, it's like the only time I get. So I
take that, Brett takes the long route.
Yeah, I do. Like, I take the long route home. AB, you better say driver.
I mean, now that my apartment's 10 minutes away, why would I need a driver?
Just
to work.
Parking?
You can't park. We can't get anywhere with you.
I hardly go
anywhere. We actually want to hire a personal driver for you.
I hardly go anywhere besides work and my apartment. So on a daily basis, I would rather have a chef. On the off chance we're like filming somewhere weird and I have to park somewhere weird, I would rather have a driver.
That's like the mall you think is like a weird place.
So Brett, take the driver and we can all borrow him.
Amy will eat the same meal every single day.
Yeah.
For the whole week. Not care. How could you choose personal chef? You can't get anywhere.
We're
offended for you. We actually, now you've slowed us down.
We're vetoing
you. Yeah, we're vetoing you. We're actually going to get you. That's what we got you for your birthday, as a personal driver. For us. So that you can actually make it to things on time when we have to go somewhere. Mine is without a doubt a chef. I'm a terrible cook. I'm just awful. Like,
you know how to make pie, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bake. That's a baker. Okay, I'm a big baker. I'm definitely different thing.
You definitely don't need a personal baker.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we're gonna put 2 minutes on the clock, and we'll talk about all the things that people are talking about. We're talking about trending stories right now. I'll read a headline, and either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. Over the next 2 minutes, you'll be updated on what's happening in the world. Like, a mom created a foolproof guide to give you exactly what moms want for Mother's Day.
Okay, I hope it's something feasible and not what my mom does every year.
Well, it's a list of do's and don'ts for Mother's Day, and they're simple do's and don'ts. Like, for do's, number one is to plan ahead, so start thinking. Don't get caught up in the last minute gift idea, last minute plan. It's like coming up middle of May. Next up is a personalized gift. Make it personal to them. Don't just get them a sweatshirt that says mom. If they would have wanted something that says mom on it, they probably would have bought it themselves. Number three is pay attention. They will. Moms give hints of things that they want. You just have to be watching. Don't don't do anything clean related. Like, oh, mom, I got you this cleaning thing. Here's a vacuum. Don't do that. Don't search for Amazon gifts. Mother's Day gifts ideas. They just pop up on Amazon.
Why?
It's too generic.
Oh, okay.
Be personalized. And don't just guess what you want for Mother's Day. Actually ask them, what do you personally want?
My mom always is like, I just want all my children to be happy. I'm like, that's never going to happen.
Right.
Give me an Amazon thing.
Right.
Top travel attractions in the world.
Keep moving.
Hannah is not a traveler.
No.
Yeah, I don't ever go anywhere.
All right, what's the secret to a long-lasting marriage?
Okay, I would like to know that.
All right, sharing a daily kiss with your mate. 76% of adults committed relationships say they kiss every single day leads to a happier relationship. Just go out of your way to make sure you give a little smooch.
I think if you just use the term mate, that would be good enough.
All right.
I like that.
All right. Just call him your mate today.
Yes.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right. Natalie, are you ready?
Oh my gosh, I think so.
Oh, why do you sound so nervous, Hannah? You're not intimidating here. Don't intimidate
her. I'm giving her the evil glare right now. Wow. I'm ready.
Natalie, she's glaring at you. Oh my gosh. You should.
Oh my gosh. Bring it on, girl.
Oh. All right, Hannah's going to leave. Get on out of here, Hannah. She's leaving. Take her glare with you, Hannah. And we're going to ask you and Natalie the same five pop culture questions. When Hannah leaves the room, Natalie, don't worry. She can't hear any questions. She can't hear any answers. And you got to at least get more right than her. A tie does go towards Hannah, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, George Clooney recently said he has never been in a fight with his wife. What's his wife's name?
Oh my God, I don't know that.
That's okay.
Or something.
That's okay. Fans are talking all about season two of this post-apocalyptic drama television series. What TV show is everyone talking about?
The Last of Us?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, Kevin's locked
yeah,
in.
Yeah.
The Tiger King just tied the knot. What is his name?
Oh, 2020. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, man, he was a household name back in COVID.
Yep.
I know. Oh, my God. I don't remember.
Okay, that's okay. What event is happening in the NFL tonight?
The Super Bowl ring.
The Super Bowl ring. Maybe when they pick the players.
Yes.
Oh, the NFL draft?
Yes, 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 nice. Natalie. Wow. Way to get the. You went from Super Bowl rings, you worked through that, you know, the big Super Bowl ring thing that everyone watches, and then to the draft, which you got it correct. And then a simple true or false question for the last question. There's been a lot of talk about the Pope and how we lost the Pope. True or false, the Pope used to be a bouncer.
False.
It is true, actually.
Oh, my God.
Yep, and Buenos Aires, he used to be a bouncer. That was one of his first jobs before he became all Pope. All right, one song away. We're going to see how Hannah does. She's got to get at least a 2 out of 5.
Okay, subpar.
All right.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Hannah's walking back into the room. Natalie just got done having so much fun with us, answering five pop culture questions. Natalie, did you have fun?
So fun. I'm laughing at myself.
Natalie, did you get any right?
I think I got two.
You know what? It's okay. We've all been there.
Tie does go to Hannah, so you got to get at least two, Hannah. All right, first question is a story that you recently talked about in the Hollywood hashtag. George Clooney said he has never been in a fight with his wife. What is his wife's name?
Oh!
Good thing Hannah knew it while she covered it.
Uh-huh. Gina.
Gina Clooney.
Gina?
Gina is not correct.
Amal.
Oh. I said Amala.
Oh, is that what you mumbled? Okay.
I think that's a half point for her.
But, all right, we'll give her 2.5 then. I like the way you think, Hannah. Now you got to get at least three of these
great.
Next four. Fans are all talking about season two of this post-apocalyptic drama television series. What TV show is everyone talking about?
The Last of Us?
Yes, yeah, that is correct.
Yeah. I almost said it ends with us. That's also apocalyptic, though.
The Tiger King just tied the knot. What is his name?
Joe Exotic. I didn't know he was.
That's right. Joe Exotic.
Kevin couldn't think of it either.
I didn't know he just tied the knot.
He was a household name back in the day. Now everyone was struggling. Like, oh, even Natalie was like, 2020, take me back.
Yeah. Carole Baskin and Joe Exotic.
What event is happening in the NFL tonight?
NFL? The draft?
The draft! Yeah.
Really?
Locked in!
I was going to say, I know it's not Super Bowl because we just had that. So
or the
had
Super Bowl ring thing, right?
Yes.
Right.
Which is what Natalie said. Oh, Super Bowl ring thing.
Yeah, just a couple months late. It's all right.
True or false? The Pope used to be a bouncer.
I'm going to say false.
Nope, it's true.
Really?
That was one of his first jobs.
Get it, yep. Francis. All right.
So that's good enough for a win, though, Hannah. You got 3 out of 5. Let's go, Natalie. You have to say this is Natalie. I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Natalie, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
The Mega Mind question of the day. More than 15% of new drivers say doing this is the most stressful part of driving for them.
Okay, I'm going to say the part of the driving test that got me knocked major points is backing up.
Just go in reverse.
That's so hard. I still struggle. If I didn't have a backup camera, I don't know that I could do it.
You know, I think about my daughter, who's still kind of a new driver, even though she's almost 20.
Yeah, but she's in college.
I know. But I think one of the first stressful things was getting gas and knowing
really?
Where your gas tank was and knowing how much to fill it and knowing how to do the whole thing. So.
I feel like when you tell people the arrow points to the side the gas tank
right.
is on,
yeah.
it always blows people's
yeah,
minds.
Yeah, I didn't
I
learn
know.
That
I
until like a
everybody
little bit ago.
Knew that.
Yeah, every
no,
time people are like,
I didn't.
Mind blown. Yeah, and it is a thing. Yes, yeah, so whatever the arrow is, it points to the side your gas tank is on. Alex?
I think it's merging on the highway.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, I 1,000% think that it's parking because just like in a normal spot, because I used to have to park so far away from the building I was going to because like I couldn't figure out how to fit into a parking
spot. Yeah, but we can't really use you as a reference point for driving, so.
It's still really hard for me.
It is. The parking is a tricky one. No, but there's only 15%. So I think you guys have big ones, like merging.
Okay.
So keep in mind, 15% of new drivers say this is the most challenging thing. And I will say this, it's a very important part of driving.
That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
Got the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. More than 15% of new drivers say doing this is the most stressful part of driving for them. I did tell you, it's a necessity, though.
A necessity. Okay, Maggie says driving on the highway. Jules says left-handed turning. Teacher Jen says staying in your lane. The musician family.
I forgot that used to be hard. Staying in my
staying
lane.
In
yeah.
lane. Yep.
My dad used to always have to take the wheel and be like, where are you going? I'm like, I don't know.
No, the other day I was driving next to you and you were wiggling in between lanes. I saw you.
Let's see. The musician family said knowing what the road signs are. That's a hard one.
Yeah.
All good guesses, but no one's gotten it yet.
Bree says turning left across traffic without a stoplight. That sounds like a personal something yeah. bad happened there. Which blinker goes in which direction? Wendy says more specifically how to turn your blinkers on.
Good guesses, but no.
Grandma's Gang says setting.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans. Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The mirrors to see cars behind you?
No.
Shelby says parallel parking.
I mean, what else do we do driving? Yeah.
Teacher drive Suzanne. Oh!
Going through the drive-thru. It's a tight squeeze, but you got to go through.
That's fair.
It's an important part of driving. Yeah. But the first couple of times, and actually, like, sometimes there's certain drive-thrus that are just always challenging, no matter if you're a new driver or
typically
not.
Typically Starbucks. They really pack you in tight.
But it's a necessity.
Mega Minds!
I feel like something strange, kind of unusually powerful, happened to me yesterday while I was out to dinner. We are commercial-free here on the Brett Maga Show. So my wife and I were celebrating our 9-year wedding anniversary. Been together for 19 years. Mm. 19 years ago, we were high school sweethearts. And when what really changed our relationship is us going to prom together. We went to prom together, and our prom theme, if you remember the song from Lifehouse, You and Me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's not a very common song. It, like, was big back then, but for some reason it became our whole theme. I guess maybe it was the biggest song back in 2006. But it's not a song that, like, I hear all the time or it's playing all the time. It just was the song back in 2006. So it's became, like, a theme for our relationship, even our marriage and anything like that. A lot of times we'll say, like, I'll say you and me, and she'll say, like, me and you back, and our whole concept of our entire marriage has been like, who cares? Us against the world, us doing our own thing. We've moved away from our family and friends a long time ago. And the only thing that really matters is what you and me think about everything. So you and me has been a theme, a central theme to our entire relationship and our entire marriage. And as we're sitting out on a patio and having a conversation about how 9 years ago when we got married, about 2 weeks before my wedding, I got fired from my morning show in Atlanta and I didn't have a job. And my wife and I were just having a conversation about that and how when I felt so insecure when her dad's, both her biological father and her stepdad, walked her down the aisle. And I was like, I'm going to take care of your daughter. And how I felt like that was the worst feeling in the world. Like, I'm just an unemployed guy trying to take care of her. And we're literally having that conversation. And out of nowhere, all of a sudden, we hear,
'cause that's you and me. And all other people, nothing to do, nothing to lose, and it's you and me. And all other people, and I
this song
don't
starts
know why
playing on this patio.
I can't keep my eyes off
over
you.
The speakers. And
that's,
I'm like,
crazy.
Never hear this song. It's not like a popular song that's in
heard that song in 10 years.
Forever. Right. And all of a sudden, Lifehouse, You and Me starts playing as we're having this conversation. And my wife just starts crying because for me, it was like the sign of something bigger that, like, you're on the right place and you're going on the right path. And things can be extremely stressful and you never know if you're doing the right thing or you got it all figured out. And that's what I felt that day. And I still probably still feel this way 9 years later.
Wow.
Like, how am I going to be able to take care of my wife
that
and my
so
family?
That is so cool. I got chills when you start playing that.
My wife just starts bawling. And I go, hun, I think that's a sign that, like, everything is heading in the right direction. And my wife goes, I think so too. Right. Thank God. Because everything with you, Brett, is a freaking journey.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's an adventure.
In the meantime, you were telling your kids, all right, don't play it too soon. Don't push the button until she's ready.
That's funny.
Definitely working the system. So this is the perfect song to go right into as I talked about my wedding anniversary and songs that were just playing. And I think this is the song we walked down the aisle after we got married, was the Bruno Mars. And we didn't set that up either. Has anyone out there ever gotten, like, a targeted ad that just seems so weird, so out of place? Like, why do you think I would like this, Instagram? 314-531-9898. AB is getting weird targeted ads.
Yeah. So it's always Instagram really coming at me because it used to be the Factor ads.
Yes.
That were like, are you single and lonely and cooking for one? Like, use Factor. And I was like, oh my gosh.
That wasn't weird. That was true.
That was a personal attack.
Yeah, that was them calling you out.
Well, now, I think this is worse. I'm getting an ad. I honestly don't know what it's for. It just says, how to be that girl when you're dead inside. It's the only ad I'm getting. What?
What is it for, though?
I don't know. I have not clicked the link.
No, you gotta click it. I can't believe you haven't clicked the link. Is it for like a self-help book? Is it
I don't know, but it's like a pink screen that says how to be that girl when you're dead inside, and then a skull, and then like a link.
Dang.
Like, gotta know you're single or
something.
Yeah,
that could really be anything.
That could
really, yeah.
Do you feel dead inside?
I don't feel dead inside, but it's okay, making me feel like maybe I do.
It's maybe it second guess. You don't.
I know.
No, this ad knows how much, like, Instagram's algorithm thingamajingy, because I always hear like, oh, it's the algorithm. I don't know the hell that means. Knows that you just spend a lot of times.
The algorithm might know me better than I know myself.
It knows that you're spending a lot of time rotting in your bed.
It does know
you
that.
You do like to just lay
can
in your
see
bed.
You. It knows.
Didn't your friend have to like drag you out of bed the other day?
Yeah, the other day I was literally sitting in pitch black darkness. Like I had my like darkening curtains up and everything, just chilling in my bed. And she walked right into my apartment, like turned on the lights, opened the curtain, and was like, hi, we're going outside.
Well, Instagram had heard that like the fire alarm went off and you didn't even move. So it's like, well, clearly she's dead
clearly
inside.
Clearly something's right. wrong.
Yeah. Just trying to help you in any way that it can.
Anyone else get any weird targeted ads? Like they're just like, what the hell is this for? Sometimes, I don't know how this stuff works, but I get like, I like calendars, but I'm old school like writing calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I do look up a lot of calendars. And because I think I look up a lot of calendars, it gives me like period calendars. I'm like, what do I need a period calendar?
Like a period tracker?
Yeah,
tracker
you guys, is that a thing? Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I use, it's called P tracker.
Yeah, I get that. I get like a P tracker thing. I'm like, guys, just because I like calendars doesn't mean I need a calendar for everything. I don't need a period calendar, okay?
You but never know these days.
I get targeted ads for period
you never
trackers.
Know, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess I need that. What is it for you that you get like, I don't really get why I get this ad, but I get this ad. It pops up all the time for me. I'm never going to buy it. Like, I'm probably never going to have to buy a period tracker. 314-531-9898. What's a weird ad that you've seen that's targeting you and you're like, why? Why me? Do you get a weird targeted ad when it pops up when you're scrolling through and you're doom scrolling? Just scrolling through and then it just, bam, hits you right in the face. Why are you dead inside? What the?
Yep.
That's what AB got. You get an ad that says, why are you dead inside?
It says, how to be that girl when you're dead inside. Like, click this link to feel alive again.
Wow. What does that girl mean, too? Like, oh, she's that girl.
Oh, no. I get that. I feel like all girls get that.
Yeah?
Like, that girl.
You want to be that girl.
You want to be that girl.
You want to be that girl, but why is it telling you that you're dead inside? I don't
know.
Social media knows some things about AB.
Apparently.
Kevin, you have a targeted ad.
I'm getting this on all the computers I use, not just for the ones at home, but at work it comes up. I get this Xbox Game Pass ad that pops up all the time, and I'm like, first off, Jackson, my son, hasn't played the Xbox for like 10 years. And second off, I don't play Xbox
I
games.
I feel like you talk about gaming enough, though.
Is that what it is?
I
think like it the new cool
you.
Thing.
Is it me, or is it because Hannah hates gamers and when she mentions that?
You know what? We just talked about the gaming pass because Brett was saying, like, what do kids play these days?
Oh!
I used to have to buy, like, Madden, like, one at a time. And then someone in the studio, maybe it was AI, brought up, like, oh, there's a gaming pass now where you can have unlimited games.
Two things. One,
which is crazy.
The computers do listen to everything.
Yes.
That's your phone, though. This is on a desktop computer,
right.
Old school desktop, not like his phone. So that does seem strange that it's listening. I think desktops don't listen as much. You know, they're kind of like, you know, older generation, got like earpieces in. They can barely, they're hard of hearing.
I don't know. Everything is somehow connected.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Also, what I think it's saying is Kevin is still a teenager inside.
Right. Yeah. Well, we all knew
that.
Yeah.
And even his computer, his work computer knows that. Like, it's targeting Kevin like he's a teenage
Have
boy.
Fun.
Yeah, G.I. Joe and all that kind of stuff.
Can I get Halo?
Janice, you said you have something that targets you, but like, it makes you upset. You got a weird ad?
Well, yes. I have never looked anything like this up on the radio, so it's not the algorithm thing, I don't think. And it kind of scares me to think that maybe the radio or the internet or something knows something. I don't know. But I'm only 57, and I've been getting tons of life insurance policy stuff.
Oh, it freaks you out.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, what is happening here? I don't think that I'm close to that yet.
Mm-hmm. If you ever hear anything on the radio targeted towards that, you can blame Kevin for putting that in.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's because Kevin's been Googling G.I. Joe's and retirement homes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the call. You don't need to worry about that. You're good.
You're good, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. Just keep that out in the atmosphere for me.
Yeah.
But, like, if you want to add us to your life insurance policy,
yeah,
we're cool
right.
with that,
yeah,
too.
We're good with
yeah,
that.
We're good with that, too. Yeah. Hmm, it's going down, down, baby. Stories
out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go. So when it comes to, like, any sort of record, I feel like we all automatically assume that Taylor Swift is the person to have broken. I mean, it's Taylor Swift. But recently, I saw that she just got beat for, like, a pretty big title. So Taylor Swift is no longer the world's youngest self-made woman billionaire. She just got passed up by this 30-year-old girl named Lucy Guo. I don't even know how to say her name. Have any of you ever heard of her?
No.
She's only 30 years old, but Little Miss Lucy is the co-founder of Scale AI, and so she outbeat Taylor Swift with making money, which is crazy. Nobody's even heard of this girl. And what's even crazier is I looked into this Lucy girl because I'm like, okay, co-founded AI, okay? She actually sold it off in 2018. So she hasn't even been a part of AI since 2018, and she's still surpassed Taylor Swift with making money because AI is so popular
now. Scale AI thing, whatever it is. What is it?
I think it's like an interpreter for AI. And it's generated so much money, $1.2 billion, that she has outbeat Taylor Swift. Just a 30-year-old girl.
It does go to show you that, like, if you can play around with artificial intelligence or apps, there's money out there to be made. It's inspiring. Sometimes it can feel really intimidating for me. I don't know if it's the younger generation feels less intimidated by it and I'm just getting old now or whatever it is. But, like, trying to create something with artificial intelligence or apps is very intimidating. But there is money to be made. That's where the future is at.
Yeah. It's so confusing to me that I can't even wrap my head around it. But I probably should, because maybe I'd be a billionaire. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Right. Yeah. That's what went wrong. It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of
Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go. We want your opinion on this. Did Hannah do the right thing when she told on her nephew? 314-531-9898. We've all been in this dilemma before. You see someone doing something wrong, and do you step in or not, or do you stay out of it because, well, it's not my problem. Hannah, you decided to step in because you're Hannah. What happened? Why did you decide to step in?
So my nephew recently got grounded from his phone. He knew he wasn't allowed to be on it. And
he's how old?
He just turned 18 on Monday.
Okay.
But this was like last week or whatever. And
so he wasn't technically 18
yet? He wasn't
yet?
18 right, no. yet. He was still 17. And he got grounded from his phone. He knew he wasn't supposed to be on it at all for any circumstance. And him and I were together. We actually live together because I live with my sister-in-law and my brother. And I saw that he was on his phone. And at first I kind of just like sat there in silence, but then I was like, why, like, you know, aren't you not supposed to be on your phone? He's like, oh, well, I'll just put it in my pocket.
Why did he have his phone still? They didn't take it away from him and he was just supposed
to
be
out? They weren't home. And it was on the counter. And so he went up and grabbed it and started going on it and was texting his friends and doing all this stuff. And I saw it and I was like, ooh. So then I had to decide, like, do I say anything to, like, my sister-in-law and my brother about that he wasn't listening to them or, you know, respecting their wishes? And I decided to go ahead and say something. I was like, hey, just so you know, I saw Cam on his phone. And I still feel, like, iffy about it because I'm an aunt and, you know, I feel like aunt, like, you have a special relationship with your nieces and nephews. And so I didn't know, like, if I was, like, crossing a boundary I shouldn't have, but he was disrespecting them. So I said something.
And what was the reaction when they were they like, thank you for telling us? Or they're like, why are you telling us this information?
No, they definitely were like, thank you for saying
something. Really appreciative.
Okay. Can't believe he's in trouble again. And so then they brought it up to him.
I feel like it kind of depends on the role you have in the house, like whether or not you're more of an aunt to him, or since you are living together right now, it's more of a sibling relationship.
That's how it feels.
It's more of a sibling relationship.
I mean, I guess I feel like I butt heads with him like a sibling.
Because I'm comparing it to me and my two younger sisters. And if I would have seen them on their phones, I wouldn't have said anything.
Oh.
Because we like to have like a united front. We're not going to tell on each other.
Well, it's definitely not like that. Like, I feel, I guess it's not a sibling relationship because I feel like he should respect me. Like, I'm his aunt. I'm not like, you know, okay if I see him like doing something that he shouldn't do.
No, I think you think, well, go ahead, Kevin.
I think it is a sibling relationship. It's mm-hmm. my kids, totally. My kids would totally rat out each other.
Do you like that?
Do I like that? No, because they rat me out too.
Well, you're basically a sibling at heart.
Yeah, exactly.
I think absolutely Hannah should not have said anything. I can't believe you've told on this dude.
I think there's times when you tell on them and times when you don't. And I don't think that that was a time.
In danger.
That, like,
you only tell on people.
It's not like he's out drinking and doing drugs and doing all this stuff. Like, then turn him in. But, like, he's just on his phone.
I don't know. It was just such, like, a disrespectful thing that, like, he thought that, you know, he could lie and get away with something, like, even in front of me. Like, I just thought that was disrespectful.
I think that just kids in general, the respect thing is, like, all over the place. They're gonna constantly, like,
there's no line these days.
Yeah,
I hate that.
Well, and he's not gonna all of a sudden be more respectful. So you gained nothing other than you just hold on somebody. I think, and it's like,
and it kind
and
of
it's not
like,
your punishment.
Yeah, you didn't do what a cool aunt.
He doesn't trust
you're not
you
a cool
all.
Aunt at all.
Exactly.
You
know, okay.
Exactly. I think you should have stayed in your lane and go, well, they should do a different punishment. But I'm telling on him, what happens then? He just loses his phone again?
Yeah, you gained nothing out of it.
Yeah. Does anyone think that Hannah should have told?
Damn, guys!
Actually, the whole room like was kind of trying to be cool with it until I was like, no, don't do this.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, yes, I agree. Does anyone out there think that you would want... Because think about this, if this was your kid, you'd want to know if they were,
right,
you know, not...
Right, you'd know it.
So what, they think he's, like, following this punishment greatly, and they give him back his phone, and all is happy, well, and dandy?
Yeah.
That they think that he's respecting them when he's not?
I don't know. Maybe they figure out a different punishment, because that one's clearly not working.
Yeah.
I don't. But I think, like, for you just stay out of the... Like, that is... Like, you all got to figure that out. Sometimes you got to let people figure it all out.
I think they should take your phone away.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyone out there thinking that Hannah did the right thing, or you could just actually pile on if you want.
Oh, my gosh. Bessie said, text me, you're such a tattletale.
Yeah, everybody, this was not the move. 314-531-9898. Let's see it. Like, we could just load it up. Everyone going, wrong move. Still commercial free all morning long here on the Brett Maga Show. Did Hannah do the right thing when she read out her nephew? Nephew was grounded from the phone, just shy of 18, by the way. And she lives with her sister-in-law and her brother, and they weren't home. So he's like, I know exactly where they hid that phone. Goes and gets it. He's on his phone. Hannah's like, they probably want to know if he wasn't abiding by the punishment. And so she did tell. And we all think that Hannah should have not ratted it out. She's a narc. Do you think that Hannah did the right thing? 314-531-9898. The entire room thinks Hannah is a tattletale, so now we're all afraid of her. Kayla, you come here to defend your girl, though.
Yes, I am standing in her corner. We're standing strong together,
Thank
united.
Thank you.
Okay. How?
Reason being, so I have a 100% defiant son. He is standing ground. I don't know what. He's going to be a leader of something, maybe a prison gang. I'm not sure what. But he's going to be a leader of something. And so whenever I discipline him, he loses something. Who does he go to? Nana. And Nana's like, oh, yeah, here's my cell phone. You don't have your cell phone? Here's my
phone. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, here you go. And so how I find out what Nana's doing is through my sister. And so whenever you're raising a child, I know the kid's 17 or now 18, but it doesn't matter in my opinion. Like, you as a parent need to know what your kid's doing behind closed doors or not around you so you can, mm-hmm. you know, handle it accordingly.
So you're feeling like Hannah's not telling on him as much as it's information for parents, and information when parenting is key is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Okay. She's not narking. She's just allowing those parents to be able to parent appropriately. Mm-hmm.
So then, I'm not saying like he needs to be grounded longer. Like,
no,
I'm
you're just saying here's what he did.
Yes.
Thank you so much for the call, Kayla. Lori, do you think Hannah did the right thing since all of us think that now she's a tattletale when she told on her nephew for using the phone even though he was grounded from it?
She is not a tattletale. I totally agree with Kayla. That is a parenting issue. They need to know. Because, too, he needs to know there's consequences. Because you never know. In certain jobs, you can't get away with that.
And so you're saying what Hannah did is give you information to be like, okay, well, maybe the punishment wasn't successful. Maybe they shouldn't do that same punishment next time. Or, like, if you think you're getting away with something, you're not. And that's a lesson he needs to learn, too, because sometimes we all think we're getting away with something, but we're actually not. Mm. So Hannah's just like, correct. She's basically Mr. Miyagi. Yeah. Of the world.
She's like video surveillance, okay?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, she wasn't actually telling on somebody.
I was just a Ring camera in the moment.
It's interesting, though, this conversation opened up like a whole can of worms, though, because Hannah does seem affected about some of the text messages that are coming in.
I mean, yeah, I'm like trying not to cry.
Okay, there were some text messages that came in on this conversation just a second ago that is, I think, honestly, throwing Hannah off. And we're going to talk about those text messages here in a second. And it's okay to cry, Hannah, but we're going to address it here in 3 minutes. Actually, some of the things that people are saying about Hannah are not effing awesome.
No.
So we're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and Hannah said she's almost ready to cry because of some of the things that were said on the text line. So I want to address some of those things and address the text line for a second. A couple of things. What started off as a simple conversation, if you missed it, is we were joking around if Hannah should have told on her nephew, who was almost 18, and he was grounded from his phone, and she lives with her sister-in-law and her brother, and so they weren't around. He knew where the phone was, so he went and got it, and she's like, I don't know, am I supposed to say something in this situation? And we had a conversation on something that I think happens to a lot of us, like where you don't know if you're supposed to tell on someone or not. Like, I don't know. Am I supposed to step in on the situation or not? Do I let it go? That was the premise of the conversation. And the goal of the show is to share our lives. And you can go, oh, I've been in a similar situation, or share those things back. And so that means we want your opinion on things that we do in our life. We want your opinion. We welcome your opinion. We hope that you have different opinions. We have different opinions in the room with each other. So disagreements are totally natural and totally okay. What is not okay is to be mean or insulting.
Exactly. No doubt.
Or full on attack mode. It's one thing to say, hey, this is my opinion of the situation. And so I'm going to highlight some of the hate for a second to show you what it looks like behind the scenes that we deal with almost on a regular and everyday basis. And just in hopes that you can just think about it for yourself in your everyday life. So Hannah, can you read the text messages you received after we told that story? That was the story. And then this is what it turned into.
Yeah. Two listeners today really decided to go for the throat of me. One of them said, Hannah should get an effing life and find a place to live on her own. She's an adult that has a professional job. She's not perfect. She's actually far from it. I'm sure she wasn't even close to it when she was 18. Get a life.
Okay. One, Hannah's never pretended to be perfect.
Right.
Let's address that. Yeah. Secondly, the living situation usually is no one else's business. Okay.
No.
Like, so I'll address that sometimes people have different opinions. We were just talking about, like, oh, what do our parents think if we can move in back and from college? You can have an opinion on, hey, this is what I think people should do, and they should go get their own jobs, and they should go do this. But people's living situation isn't like something for, like, for you to be like, well, they're a loser because of it. You can be like, oh, I wouldn't do that in my situation. Hannah's living with her sister-in-law and her brother post-breakup. She was living with her boyfriend. They broke up. And family picks you up when you needed it. But truthfully, that's none of your business either.
Yeah, right.
Like, we can have a conversation. But what makes it even more none of your business is that wasn't the conversation we were having.
Exactly. No, that has nothing to do with it.
We were talking about should she tell and read it on the person. It'd be one thing if Hannah said, hey, guys, do you think I should go get an apartment? And we open up the phone lines or not.
Right.
We weren't talking about where she should live. So, like, why are you bringing up, like, wow, she should go get her own place?
Exactly. And if you listen to the show, you know it's radio. And you know there is no money in radio.
Yeah,
she cannot afford to live on her own.
Yeah. She has it in a box down by the river.
And then someone else decided to really go for something that would hurt me. And they said that throughout this lesson, you can learn to be an aunt. like saying that I wasn't a good aunt at that time, which is so offensive because that is such an important title to me.
Mm.
So I didn't like that.
I just want to highlight that, like, we're still people. Like, we want you to come into the show. We want you to text in. We want your opinions. But, like, we're still humans. And so, like, when you text people that, like, oh, you suck as an aunt, or you're a loser and you should do this, and you swear at somebody, you know, like, we read every one of those texts. We take every single phone call.
Also, the fact that Hannah was thinking so deeply about this, and the fact, like, did I do the right thing? Like, give me your opinions, means that you are a great aunt because you're trying to do the right thing. And I think, you know, if you were to look back and be like, maybe I shouldn't have done that, next time you won't, because you're always trying to grow. You're always trying to do better. Or you're like, no, you know what? I do think I did the right thing. And I think that I was being protective and keeping the respect in the house and all that kind of stuff. Like, you are not a bad aunt in any way, shape, or form.
And I think when it comes to being an aunt or being a parent, like, it is, I've learned this. Like, I was really surprised by this when I became a dad, like, because I've always started, like, oh, man, people are so judgmental. And then I, like, became a dad. I'm like, no one's going to judge me. And I have, like, really thick skin. I'm, like a robot when it comes to that stuff. But I would, like, catch people judging me as a dad or parent. I'm like, wow, people really are judging. It's crazy out there. And it's the most interesting thing, because I always say this. I think that everybody has their own way of being an aunt or parent. And if you're trying your best.
Nothing is black and white.
Yeah, right. And if you are trying your best, you are doing it right. Right? Like,
yes.
It just really comes down to effort. Like, we're all just trying to figure it out. And it's
okay. As long
as
everything is coming out of a place of love.
Yes.
Well, I was just in a position where I didn't, if I wasn't a good aunt in the moment, then I wouldn't have been a good sister, or I wouldn't have been, like, a good an adult. Like, I just felt like no matter what, like, I was questioning my choices. But yeah, for that person to say that, like, throughout this, you can learn to be a better aunt. Like, that was a hurtful text to read.
You look like you're just ready to just start bawling.
I don't really want to talk about it anymore. That is mean.
Yeah. And see, that's the worst part of all of it is, you know, what we do is we talk for a living. And when your words come in and they hurt and they wound, it makes us, you know, second guess what we're doing. Don't let them do that. Don't let those haters change you, Hannah, because that's not what this is about.
Thank you, Kev.
Yeah, now we have to learn how to be a good host. Thanks a lot. One thing we got going for us is we're still commercial free, and we're still with you every step of the way. Even when we're in tears, we'll still be there with you.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. I read a headline, and then Hannah tells me, keep it moving. Or she'll say, tell me more, need more details. These are all the stories that are going viral. You'll be up to date in like at least 2 minutes. A UPS driver got a DUI after doing what on a route?
I'm assuming drinking?
But not just drinking. She stopped on a route. There was a party, so they invited her into a house party, so she started ripping vodka shots.
I mean, sometimes it's just like that.
You just drop off your package like, oh, is there a party going on? Yeah, come on in, UPS driver. Who invites the UPS driver in? And then the UPS driver's like,
I mean, clearly like the most fun people ever.
Yeah, right? That is awesome. Yeah. She claims she only had 2 shots and then got intoxicated.
That's enough.
What people use AI for most in 2025 might surprise you.
What?
Therapy.
Oh. Mm.
New research from Harvard Business Review reveals the most popular ways people use AI. Number 4 was enhancing and learning. 3 was finding purpose. 2 was organizing your life. Number 1 was companionship and therapy. I'm concerned that we're
okay, I might try that.
Googling AI. You be my companion at this point. Whew. What 2025 grads want most in a job?
What?
The list is long.
This is always so interesting to me.
So 83% think they'll have a job as soon as they graduate.
Nope.
Wishful thinking.
62%, two-thirds of them say they want a good salary that has work-life balance or they won't accept the job. And 91% said they feel comfortable about talking about mental health. 71% said they won't work for a company that openly doesn't support their political issues or candidates. Like, they're very demanding.
That's a super high amount of people.
That's a lot.
And then you graduate, and then you look for a job, and you're like,
I'll take anything.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I gotta pay off these loans.
Yeah, all these grad students are like, I have all these demands. And then you list them, and they're like, cool, this is how much you get paid. Do you want the job or not? You're like, yes, please.
Yeah, no kidding.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Thank you so much for every single person who has hung out with us, commercial freestyle, on the Brett Mega Show. Actually, I take that back. Thank you so much for everyone who hung out with us. Commercial Freestyle did not tell Hannah, you suck.
Yeah.
And sent all these hate messages. If you're that person, we see you. Or at least we see your text messages. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
So somehow we're already heading into award season, and I have the nomination list for the American Music Awards. I'll share it with you at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Come on. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Okay, now that we all survived Coachella season, now we're going to head into awards season, which for me is a lot to report on. But it's kicking off with the American Music Awards, and I don't know how I missed this, but did you guys know that J-Lo is hosting that?
I did know that.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, random, and I feel like people aren't the biggest fan of J-Lo, so I'm surprised that she would be their choice.
I did think they, like, she probably agreed to do this to show off some personality, because I feel like one of the knocks on J-Lo, like post-divorce with Ben Affleck, was like she's just difficult to work with, not
diva mode.
Yeah, and so they're trying to show, I think she like wants to show off that like, I'm funny and lighthearted. I'm not just a diva.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. So when it comes to nominations, leading the way is Post Malone with a ton of nominations, and then Kevin, your boy Kendrick Lamar, as well. Following after them with the most nominations is Chappell Roan and Billie Eilish. They're all nominated for Artist of the Year, and they each have at least 7 nominations. So they're pretty spread across the board, and I think they are like the biggest artists of 2025.
Yeah, I think Post Malone wins it. I think Post Malone is the artist of 2025. He has just exploded. Mm-hmm. Like, he was always a big deal, but like him with the crossover collaborations has just been huge. Good for Post.
I do think we need to keep our eyes out for Chappell, though, because she's had a humongous year too.
I know there's been, you know, they're always early because the NFL draft is tonight. I think Post Malone, for me, is the front runner to see perform at the Super Bowl. Like, I know there's talks of Miley and stuff like that.
Oh,
I just
wow.
think like last year was Post Malone, and now he's coming out with more collaborations, and he's just nonstop working.
I like it.
That'd be a good call.
Man, I haven't even started to think about that, but I'm already in agreement with you. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the answer, or let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Over 90% of households have this right now.
I'm going to say 90% of the studio has this right now. Allergies.
I was going to second that. So if it's not that, they have a lawnmower.
Lawnmower.
Seems high, but I'm going to say a pet of some sort.
Pet?
I'm going to say a TV.
No one's close.
What?
No one's even close. 90% of households have this right now. 314-531-9898. Tell you what it is at 8:48.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Over 90% of households have this right now.
Chandra said a mortgage, a really, really high mortgage.
That's
is
funny.
What she said.
That probably is true.
Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete say an alarm clock. Jorge texted in and said a car. And Dave texted in and said an extremely high energy bill.
I should have given the hint that Kevin used to have this, but now that Kevin's a new man, he doesn't have it anymore. It used to be something Kevin loved so much, he would rip it out of the garbage can just to eat it.
Ice cream?
Ice cream. Yep. 90% of households have some sort of ice cream sitting in their freezer right now. Kevin, no longer you?
We do not have
Kevin,
no.
New
we don't.
Man.
No, we don't.
All my kids do is ask, we have popsicles or ice cream like in the fridge? They just ask, for popsicle? Like, what do you want for dinner? Popsicle?
Yeah, you realize it's a problem when you're going through the trash to get some.
Yeah, Kevin realized he had a problem.
Mega Minds.
Who do you not want to take a ride with here on the Brett Mega Show? You're about to find out. Actually, this is pretty cool, and you could do it for yourself, too. You can actually find out very specific details on your Uber score, like how many ones you've had in the Uber rating system. Really interesting and cool way to do this is you go into your Uber app, and you can find a specific breakdown if all the ones through the fives, you know, you get like an Uber score when you leave, you have to, the Uber driver, you give the Uber driver a score and the Uber driver gives you a score back. And so you go to your account, you go to settings, go to privacy, and then you go to see summary inside your Uber. This is where you can see like your score, how long you've been on Uber, how many Uber Eats you've had. You can see like a general breakdown, which when you look at that for me, I have a 4.87. Which I didn't think was bad.
That's not terrible at all. No, that's close to five.
All right, so what are you, Alex, when you go to that? What score do you have as a general score?
I'm not making this up. Actually, it was a 4.88.
Whoa! Shut up! No, you are making that.
Yeah, no, I really am.
That's hilarious.
That's real. Yeah.
Hannah, AB.
I have a 4.94.
4.94. Kevin does not have an Uber. He's never Ubered in his life.
I have either a perfect score or no score at all. I don't have the app.
Hannah probably will have the lowest score of all of us, I'm assuming.
Actually, you all suck. I have a 5.0.
Shut up!
Perfect score on
Hannah,
Uber.
Of all people, has the highest score.
Man.
And you have a perfect score. You've never gotten less than a 5?
I have only gotten 5 stars.
But how many rides? Are we going to get into that?
Yeah, how many rides have you, Hannah?
Yeah, that's kind of where you got to look
at,
right?
taken 8 Uber trips.
8.
Oh. You've only been at Uber 8 times?
No, I always have my friends order it.
That clearly, Hannah. I wonder if the real thing is, like AB, who's one of your closest friends, has a 4.94, which I was a little surprised that AB didn't have a perfect score. Hannah probably got you deducted points because she makes you call it.
Probably.
And Hannah was the reason.
It all adds up now.
So then you could actually go in and see your ratings and see the specific ratings you've had. Like how many fives you've had, how many fours you've had, how many threes, twos, and ones. So for me, I've had over 200 fives. But I have 3 ones.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
How many ones did you have, AB?
I have 0 ones. I have 1 2.
You never got a 1?
I've never gotten a 1.
I think someone giving you a 2
seems offensive.
Yeah.
I think you're either a 1 or a 5. Like,
right.
We were good or you were just terrible.
Yeah.
I can't believe someone actually gives out 2 threes and 4s. Like, they're really keeping the score.
Weird rating.
Did they tell you what the driver?
Just that part doesn't. It doesn't tell you anything other than it just tells you how many ones.
They really want you second guessing.
That would be great.
Everything.
Though.
How many ones did you get?
I had 251 ones. And No.
200. What? Wow.
You're terrible.
They don't even come pick me up anymore. Yeah. No, I had 251 5-star ratings, and I had 4 1 ratings.
You had 4 ones?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Can you remember specific trips where you think you got a... I cannot think of when I got a 1.
There was probably a couple that like maybe went the wrong direction, and that I was probably in a little bit of a rush to get somewhere, and I thought that I knew the directions better than the driver, and I was probably telling them where to go.
Backseat driver. Oh.
So, like, for me, I used to take Uber all the time. That's why I have all these scores. But, like, since I have kids, like, Uber is actually an inconvenient way to get around because then you got to put a car seat in. They don't have car seats.
Right.
So I don't take them as much. And so for me, I was thinking, like, did I have, like, a drunken night in an Uber?
I cannot remember a drunken night.
I did. There was one time in Vegas. My buddy threw up all over the dashboard. So that
that would do it.
Yeah.
I forgot that I called the Uber.
I must have wrecked someone's Uber score because there was a night where I had to ask the Uber driver to pull over. So whoever ordered that Uber that night, sorry about your rating. But mine's perfect.
But yours is perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect old Hannah.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.